Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Time. My name is Russell Wortham, coming to you live from, well, chilly Rochester Hills, Michigan. A stone's throw away from Pontiac, home of WrestleMania 3, and in the shadow of Detroit Rock City, home of WrestleMania 23, folks. For the first time in a long time, finally, we are back and back in the middle of greatness. Happy New Year, everybody. This is a great break for me, but you know what? It's the Royal Rumble, folks. This is, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. This is the start. After Sunday, we are going to be on the road to WrestleMania. If that doesn't give you goosebumps, I don't know what to tell you, but this is going to be absolutely amazing. Before we start, I would be extremely, and I mean extremely remiss if I didn't take a few minutes to share some thoughts. Now, these are not wrestling-related items, but I needed to share these things with you. At any rate, first of all, I know it's been some months ago, but thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that was harmed and hurt of the attack on Paris. It's just really tragic. It's really tragic. And I really don't understand why that had to happen. I think if you're going to hurt somebody, well, first of all, don't hurt anybody. It's just not worth it. But second, what do you have to gain by hurting another person? I mean, seriously, you're just hurting people. That's it. Makes no sense to me. Although, same with San Bernardino and London and Jakarta. I really wish that we can start really respecting each other. I know that there are groups out there, I won't name names, I know there are groups out there that just don't care about humanity by the destruction they're causing. They're demolishing these terrorist groups. Again, I won't mention names, but these groups are demolishing buildings, archaeological sites that stood for thousands and thousands of years, and we're really not doing anything about it. That just really upsets me. I love history. I am a student of history. I think that the saying is true. Those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat it. And we need to start standing up for ourselves. We need to start standing up for humanity. All right? So, anyway, that's a quick aside. Also, I want to mention the passings of David Bowie, Alan Rickman, and Glenn Vrij. Now, again, there are no connections to wrestling, but you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, hey, lives well spent. You've given us so much, you know, laughter, so much joy, so I just want to say thank you for everything. And so wherever y'all are, just know that, you know, live your life as well, and, you know, rest in peace and all that, and hopefully see y'all on the other side. All right, so that all said, let's jump right into the show. We're going to do the 2015 Bestie Awards, and the best use, if you've not listened to the program, it's kind of like the Slammies, but obviously, you know, you can't use that award title, so I came up with the besties. Now, I don't do nominees. I don't say, you know, all these, you know, people are in these categories. No, I just say the award name and who I think should win. So let's just jump right in. Tag Team of the Year, it's got to be New Day. Yes, I understand that the Usos won the Slammy for Best Tag Team of the Year. And they would have, in my mind, they would have been the Tag Team of the Year had, I believe it was Jey Uso that was injured. If he was not injured, they would have been the Tag Team of the Year. But New Day, in my mind, they are the Tag Team of the Year. Moments of the Year. This is a rather interesting, you know, debate, because there were so many great moments last year. But the moment of the year for me was when The Undertaker came back and took out Brock Lesnar. I thought that was just a shock factor, like, oh my goodness, are you kidding? I didn't expect that. Nobody expected that. WWE did a great job in basically disguising it, and so that was just absolutely incredible. All right, next up. Now, normally, if you've listened to this show, you know that this award is, you know, the what the was that moment. You know, was called the huh moment of the year, but I came across a really cool soundbite from Michael Caine. I can't remember the film, but, you know, he was basically saying, you know, you were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. And I thought that was just the coolest, you know, line. So I've renamed the huh moment of the year to the you were only supposed to blow the doors off moment. And that goes to Tyler Breeze and to Summer Rae. They were together for like 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, we're going to just break up. And, oh, yay, we're happy about that. Like, really? Okay, well, you guys have been together for exactly, what, a month? 3 weeks, something like that, and now you're breaking up, and you're happy about that. All right, whatever. So that was just like, what the heck are you doing, WWE? That was the epitome of just how bad the story writing team got into that point. At the, you know, basically at the end of last year, it was just like, of course they're breaking up now. That's just wonderful. Anyway, so that's the you're only supposed to blow the doors off moment of the year. The storyline of the year is, of course, Roman Reigns and his pursuit of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Starts at the Royal Rumble, wins the Rumble, gets booed out of his shorts, his shoes. I mean, WWE got booed out of Philly. Just absolutely got booed out of the building. But then, fast forward to last month, last year, in December, after the night after TLC, they go back to Philadelphia, and what a difference basically 12 months makes, because they just got wildly cheered. Yes, there were still some boos, a much more positive moment. It was incredible. And so just the lead up and everything Roman had to go through to get to that moment, it was a real complete arc. The growth that Roman had last year leading up to his re-winning the title from Sheamus in Philadelphia on Raw was just absolutely incredible. The Woman of the Year, hey, she's injured now, but it's got to be Nikki Bella. You have a title for 300 some odd days. That means something. That has to mean something. That's just mind-blowing to me that she could keep on that title and make the Divas title relevant for, like I said, you know, 300 some odd days. And that's just absolutely amazing. Male of the year has to be Kevin Owens. You know, to me, I think that he was in so many great matches. He was in so many great storylines. He made such an impact that I really do think that Kevin Owens is my male wrestler of the year. The rookie of the year is, again, Kevin Owens. Now, Kevin Owens is no rookie. He's been around for 15 years, but in terms of WWE, he is a rookie, you know. But, boy, he made a huge splash. And so he is my rookie of the year as well. Finally, the big one, the big award, one that everybody seems to want to have and that they just keep trying to top themselves every single week, it seems like. But the match of the year is rather the matches of the year, and that was any match with Kevin Owens in it. Yes, Kevin Owens, in my mind, was that good of a wrestler. I mean, he had three phenomenal matches with John Cena, and then, I mean, he just kept on going. Kevin Owens is that good of a wrestler. Just straight out, straight up. Those are the best of the awards. All right, now let's transition into the Royal Rumble. And we've got a lot of great matches here. Let's start off here. The opening match in the pre-show coming up on Sunday. This is really cool. It's a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match where the winning team will get their entrances into the match, the Royal Rumble match. So you've got Darren Young and Damian Sandow versus the Dudley Boys versus the Ascension versus Mark Henry and Jack Swagger. Now, if you've listened to the program before, normally I don't pick matches. Why? Because, well, you can't really bet on these things, but if you could, I don't want this to come back on me like, well, Russell said, fill in the blank. You know, if you lose some money over this, I don't want that responsibility. Plus, I got a 50-50 coin flip chance of getting this right. The one exception is if it's a multiple person or multiple team match. So in this case, you've got four teams. And so who I think is going to win? Well, Darren Young hasn't been on television for quite a while due to injury. Damian Sandow, again, he's been out of action. And so I don't think they're going to make it. The Dudleys, boy, I want to see them in the Royal Rumble match. I really do. But I think WWE has bigger plans for them in the tag team division. So I don't think that they'll win. The Ascension, I mean, they've never really gotten any traction. I mean, they've really never gotten any traction. So I think that with the Ascension, while I think they may have a chance, it's very, very, very slight. So my pick is Mark Henry and Jack Swagger, only because Jack Swagger, you know, has come back just fairly recently. And I don't believe in rumors, hearsay, or any windows. But I have been hearing a lot of people complaining about Mark Henry not being in the match, not being in the Royal Rumble. So I'm like, oh, okay, maybe this is, you know, their way to bring him back in, you know, and bring in Jack Swagger. So I think that my pick is Jack Swagger and Mark Henry. Next up, and this is through Wikipedia, the next match they have listed is the Royal Rumble match. And so, going to quickly go through the participants. I'm going to share with you who I think will win and why. So you've got Big Show, Chris Axel, Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman, Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, Ryback, Dolph Ziggler, Chris Jericho, Roman Reigns, who is the champion, and of course he is the number one entry where he has to defend the title in the Royal Rumble. Got Brock Lesnar, Stardust, I should say, Sheamus, Kofi Kingston, Big E, Xavier Woods, and then, of course, the winner of the tag team match. All right, so who do I think is going to win? Brock. I think Brock Lesnar has probably the best chance to win because I think he has that, oh, okay, I never lost, and I've just been beating the snot out of everybody, and okay, I can win this thing now, you know. But if it's not Brock Lesnar, for whatever reason, like WWE has had a really nasty habit over the last 4 or 5 years of tipping their hat too much before the event, where you were like, okay, yeah, we figured it's going to be, you know, well, like, what was it, 2 years ago? I mean, they absolutely botched Batista's comeback, you know. They had to hurry him in, and people realized that he was going to win. John Cena, when he, you know, came back from his pictorial, it was like when he came in, I was like, there's your winner, folks. Same way with Edge. When he came back in Atlanta at Phillips Arena, biggest ovation that I've heard, until this last year with the Madison Square Garden show when Randy Orton came out. But before that, the biggest ovation I've heard ever before that, outside of Daniel Bryan, was when Edge came back at the Rumble. So the standing joke is pretty much, whoever has an injury, if they come back, there's your winner, But WWE, last few weeks have really been pushing the idea of, Bray Wyatt winning this thing. And, I mean, if he does, that would be incredible. He did say that he was going to, face off against Roman Reigns again after Hell in a Cell back in October. But to me, folks, again, it's Brock Lesnar's to lose. It just has to be because this guy has been built up as this beast, and now you're going to just say, yeah, we're just kidding about that. That's rather silly. So that's my pick, is Brock Lesnar. Next up is Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens for the Intercontinental Championship in a last man standing match. This is going to be epic. This is going to be good. These are two brawlers that just want to beat the stuffing out of each other. And I'm telling you, they will literally go everywhere and anywhere and beat each other up on Sunday night. It's going to be just awesome to watch. I have. I mean, you know, other last man standing matches. I mean, they're a little pedestrian. This, I mean, these two are going to beat the snot out of each other because they just pure and simple don't like each other. And I really think that that's what makes for a great match is you have similar personalities, similar styles, and you know what they say, styles make fights. So this is a fight, and again, I can't really predict a winner, but what I will do is, you know, tell you where I think, you know, or what was at stake for Dean Ambrose and for Kevin Owens. What's at stake is basically, you know, who can come out less harmed so they can go into the Royal Rumble. This is basically a play-in, if you will, to the Royal Rumble match, okay? Yes, this is for the Intercontinental title, but this is also, you know, a play-in game, if you will, to the big dance, you know? So whoever comes out less scathed, less hurt, congratulations, you're going into the Rumble. The loser, sorry, I guess maybe we'll see you at WrestleMania, but that's kind of what I think is at stake for both of these gentlemen. All right. Up next, Alberto Del Rio versus Kalisto for the United States Championship. This is really weird, odd, mind-blowing, what the moment, because Kalisto did win the United States Championship on SmackDown, or excuse me, on Raw, you know, but then he lost it, chronologically, he lost it on Thursday. But in actual time, in real time, he was champion for about a cup of coffee, okay? He only had it until that next night on the SmackDown tapings, and I just thought that is just so bizarre. That's kind of a waste. And I'm not trying to sound antagonistic, but we need to blame ourselves on this one because remember some years back when Zack Ryder was, you know, getting this insane push from us because we wanted him early enough to win the United States Championship, and WWE's like, fine, I guess we'll give him to you, fine. But don't blame us when it goes south. And he won. It was this big moment. It was like, oh, yay, Zack Ryder, all right. And then he fizzled out. And it was just like, okay, we gave you, WWE was like, yeah, we gave you Zack Ryder, but we're not going to do that ever again. So that's why I think they gave Kalisto the championship for a day to basically gauge what our interest level was. So, you know, it wasn't going to be some sort of a flash in the pan. It wasn't going to be like, oh, yay, there's this, you know, big groundswell sport. And then it's like, oh, never mind, you know. They want to really test us, make sure that we are truly invested in you know, in Kalisto. Guy's phenomenal. He's never going to be Rey Mysterio. No disrespect. He's never going to be Rey. But I think that this could be a great match. So, you know, hey, it's, you know, legacy versus opportunity, you know, in this match, as far as I'm concerned. Next up, Charlotte with Ric Flair versus Becky Lynch for the Divas title. This is the match tonight, folks. Outside of the Rumble, okay, outside of Last Man Standing match, this is the match of the night. Because we have two women that can go, that they can wrestle, they can get the fans involved. I mean, this is going to be absolutely amazing. The only thing I am scared to death of is Ric Flair, okay, losing his temper or getting just involved in wrecking this match. You know, I love Ric. God bless him. I love Ric. But I'm scared that this is not going to end well. You know, so I think that with Charlotte, with Becky, the Divas division, I think, this match is going to determine whether or not they're going to want to do the Divas division from here on out. It's that simple. Finally, it's New Day versus the Usos for the tag titles. We've seen this before. They've had some great matches. I'm not worried about the match per se, but we've seen the match before. And much like the Divas division, the tag team division is on the line. Because if they don't give the titles to the Usos, then people are going to start saying, okay, so now what? You keep saying you're going to reboot the tag team division, and you don't really have a way of doing that unless you give it to the Usos. Just saying. Just saying. All right. So that's that. I just wanted to share with you a couple of last-minute things before we end for this episode. You know, it's interesting that John Cena is injured now. That puts a big strain on, on people. It's interesting that Seth Rollins is injured. That puts a strain on people. Chris Jericho, God bless him, but, and I probably shouldn't say this, but getting annoying to me, okay? He's doing the same catchphrases, very sophomoric, very juvenile. And I'm thinking, dude, you're not much older than me. I mean, you're like 9 years older than me, all right? I'm 36, okay? You're 44, 45? And you're doing juvenile jokes like this, it's distracting. I don't really like it. It's just getting old. So we'll see what happens. All right. Well, that is the show, folks. We will be back next week. We'll recap the entire Rumble, and we'll get on the road to WrestleMania. So, until next time, folks, this is Russell Wortham coming to you live from Rochester Hills, Michigan. And as always, life is always better when you choose right. Thank you very much. I will see you.